Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hank Pickering of Wolf City, and Hank is a big supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, John Mark.
So interesting that Hank provided me with some information about the trail, and you've seen quite an increase in usage of the trail actually during this coronavirus situation.
Oh, yes, sir. As the coronavirus has kind of regulated our social distancing and what have you, as people can't hit the gyms and they're getting in the house stir crazy, people are really starting to turn to the trail to get outside, enjoy the outdoors, and still be active.
Well, how many measured users did you say you had?
Well, in Paris, where we have electronic counters, the month of April showed 23,000 electronic users, or 23,000 users passing through the electronic counters.
Right, right. That's pretty remarkable, I think. I mean, that. I wonder, do you have any idea what a typical month would be in the past?
From what I heard, it's up. It's about a quarter of that. So, you know, you're looking at four times the users just, you know, due to this outbreak, and we're loving it.
Wow, that's something. Now, you live in Wolf City, and, of course, the trail passes through Wolf City. You're seeing that there also?
Oh, quite a bit. Whereas before, if you spent a day kind of working on the trail, what have you, you might see three or four pass through. Now, it's not uncommon on a weekend to see upwards of 10 to 15 people either biking or riding or walking the trail.
Gosh. I saw an interesting article here about a woman from Bonham, Jen Kirkpatrick, who ran the length of the trail.
Yes, sir. She just recently set the fastest known time at 45 hours and 30 minutes. And the whole 130 miles. She started out east and moved her way west and ended in Farmersville.
Gosh. How many hours did you say?
45 and a half hours.
Wow, mercy. And then there was a fella who did that also not long ago?
Yes, Chris Corner done it in 35 hours and 10 minutes.
I see.
And both of them had various obstacles, you know, between the various conditions of the trail, but there was extreme weather in both cases.
Yeah.
With Chris, a huge storm was passing through, and, you know, so he was running through the rain and all that. So these folks, they're determined and dedicated.
Yeah, there's some great photos in this article, which is from North Texas E! News. And she ran into some pretty rough conditions at certain places along the trail. That she ran into. Yeah. We're talking with Hank Pickering from Wolf City, and Hank's a big supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail that runs along the corridor from Farmersville to about New Boston, right, Hank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's a former railroad right-of-way. Tell me about the event coming up Saturday, June 13th in Wolf City.
Well, on June 13th, we're going to hold Tame the Trail. With the coronavirus has also affected some of our maintenance plans along the trail. We've had to pretty much cease any of the organized activities, so we're kind of falling behind, and we're going to set up in Ladonia, Wolf City, and Pecan Gap, and each work towards the other towns to kind of clear vegetation, do some mowing, litter pickup, and stuff like that. That way we'll really give the trail a shot in the arm and help kind of get a little bit more presentable and easier to kind of transverse.
Mm-hmm. So you're making improvements along the way and just removing some of the obstacles and so on.
Yes, sir.
It says you have a note here saying organized volunteer days will begin again in mid-June as coronavirus restrictions are eased. I guess obviously this would be one of those examples of that.
That's going to kick it off. Typically, we'll have two or three a month, and you can find them on Facebook on the Northeast Texas Trail page or on the Wolf City Friends of the Northeast Texas Trail page. So, you know, if you're not able to make it to this one on June 13th, just kind of keep tabs on that. There's always going to be some coming up. And it's a kind of come-and-go event. We typically have anywhere from 5 to 15 people, and it's amazing the amount of work can get done by these volunteers when they show up in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen excellent results from the Boy Scouts showing up. When those young men, you know, set their mind to something, they can really get a lot done. And also a bunch of the members of Hunt County 4-H. Both those groups, you can really tell a difference where they've been through the area.
I see that there's a barbecue restaurant that is opened along the trail in Wolf City.
Yes, Mike Garbery has opened up Jerky Junior's right adjacent to the trail in Wolf City, and he's a huge trail supporter, and he absolutely, you see his face light up whenever a trail user comes in.
And is that is in the city limits of Wolf City?
Yes, sir. It's going to be right there at the intersection of Main Street and the trail.
I see. So the trail really runs very close to the downtown Wolf City, the heart of Wolf City.
Yeah, it's about a block and a half away from City Hall. It's right next to the post office. You can go about a block and a half into town, and you'll be at El Arbor Mexican Food Restaurant, and you can kind of stroll the antique shops and hit up the local gas station and get hydrated and put some air in your tires and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. All right, so it's impressive that the trail is maybe getting more popular than ever, despite and maybe as a result of some of the things that have been going on the last few weeks and months.
Oh, I definitely believe that the coronavirus has allowed the opportunity for more people not only to use the trail, but also to be introduced to it.
Right.
As people are looking to just kind of get outdoors after they've been confined and cooped up. And using the trail also, you're able to maintain your social distance and have just the family members, you know, stay within proximity of each other and get some exercise, get outside. And there's nothing like getting outside to really kind of change your mood and change your attitude.
Hank, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us on the phone this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
All right. Hank Pickering of Wolf City, big supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.